We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are 6 bus routes from downtown Minneapolis to the south suburbs that are being shifted from Marquette Avenue due to congestion. The Minnesota Valley Transit Authority says 47 trips to Burnsville, Eagan, Rosemont, Apple Valley will move to 4th Avenue starting today. A spokesman, Richard Crawford, says construction has caused unacceptable delays for customers, so that may mean a longer walk for some customers. There's no indication when the buses will go back to Marquette. But the routes affected are 464, just so you can mark this down now, no, 470, 472, 476, 478, and 479. The hard part is when you go into the building and you get into your workday, when you walk out, you kind of forget, right? Because you're just kind of used to that routine. But today the routine will be affected. Again, that's 6 bus routes right here from downtown Minneapolis to the south suburbs being shifted from Marquette due to congestion. So please keep that in mind today. Big front page story today in the Pioneer Press about road funding and the idea of a fee for that. And we've asked the House Transportation Committee Chairman Frank Hornstein to join us here, a DFLer from Minneapolis. Representative Hornstein, thanks for taking the time to join us. Appreciate that.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, just curious about this conversation regarding a fee for road funding, because we saw the gas tax not get implemented, the much-talked-about gas tax. I want to know what this one is all about.
Well, we are considering this. There's no legislation. This is just really the beginning of a conversation. But as your listeners know, we have crumbling infrastructure in the state. We have so much traffic congestion, potholes, our infrastructure is crumbling. And so we have to look at creative solutions. How are we going to get the resources we need, more money into the system so we can repair our roads and bridges and have a first-rate infrastructure in our state? You know, we're falling behind other states, other parts of the country that are making these needed investments in roads and bridges. So we didn't succeed at last session with a gas tax. So we're looking at some other ways we can get money into the system, because this, our economy depends on it. Our quality of life depends on it. We have to make needed investments in roads and bridges.
Mr. Chairman, can you share some of the thoughts behind the idea, exactly how it would work?
Well, it's back in 2008, we put a debt service fee as part of the legislation. As you may recall, after the 35W bridge collapsed, there was a lot of interest in making sure that we make some changes in how we fund our roads and bridges. And so we put a debt service fee to pay for bonds that the state issues when it comes to making some of these investments. And so that had the effect of adding 3.5 cents to the gas tax. And so we simply want to ensure that that can continue, and the state can, be able to pay for these improvements.
Mr. Chairman, I know you said it's still an idea at this point, you're just kind of thinking about it, but at what point do you sit down with Scott Newman and talk about this?
You have this correct. Senator Newman and I have an excellent working relationship, and it's going to be very important that all of us get together, the governor, legislators from both parties, discuss this idea, and if people are interested in it, we'll pursue it. You know, if not, we'll have to look at some other options. But, Dave, we have to have options. We can't continue along the status quo of just, not making these needed improvements to our roads and bridges. It's just not sustainable. We are not going to be able to expand highways that need to be expanded. We're not even going to be able to maintain them if we continue along our present path. So this is just an idea at this point. We want to explore it. We know that Lots of people have to sign up and be involved in it. But it is something that I think is worth pursuing, at least at this point.
Would that be this incoming session then in 2020? Is that where you'd like to try to get
potentially, there? Potentially. We have some time. The legislature doesn't convene until February 11th. And so, these conversations can take place. Obviously, the business community is very, very important. The folks that build our roads and bridges and labor are an important constituency. Our local elected officials, the city councils, the county boards, all of these people, I think, would need to be interested and involved in this.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you taking our call. This is really an intriguing prospect, and I guess we'll follow it now for the next few months and see how everything develops. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure, thank you, and I always appreciate talking to you and your interest in this issue.
Yeah, thanks so much, Frank. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay. Have a good week.
Chairman Frank Hornstein, DFLer here out of Minneapolis, talking about this fee for road funding potential idea. It is 7:27. We have a temperature of 69. Mike says heck of a day out there. Details on that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.